A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. The Spirit will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a commercial for a financial planning company. The ad depicts a young man sealing the deal with the financial planner and receiving a bright green arrow. As the young man walks away from the building, the bright green arrow becomes a broad yet narrow green line on the sidewalk, leading to the street, turning a corner, and continuing on. At one point, the man steps off the line and walks over to look at luxury cars in a car lot window. Still within earshot of the financial planner, he hears her say, "Stay on the line." He looks up, smiles, and steps back on the bright green line. When he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. When Jesus tells us in today's gospel that the Spirit will guide us to all truth, it certainly would help if a green arrow, any color arrow for that fact, would suddenly appear before us, guiding our way, guiding every step toward truth. But there is no green arrow, no blue arrow, no red arrow. What is there if no arrow? How will we know how, where we are being guided? Like the young man in the commercial, we go back to where Jesus seals the deal. In John 16, Jesus tells the disciples, "When I go, I will send the Paraclete, and when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin, about justice, about condemnation. When he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth." Then the deal is sealed in John 20, when the resurrected Christ appears to the disciples saying, "Peace be with you," and breathes the Holy Spirit on them. "Peace be with you," he repeats. Peace is the green arrow. Peace is the guide. Peace is the sign we are on the right road, headed in the right direction, making the right judgment. Peace is the discerning. It's not just any peace, but a bright green arrow peace. A peace the world cannot give. The peace that heals sin. The peace that ensures justice. The peace that replaces a need for condemnation. The Spirit of truth is peace. Peace is the guide. Peace is our divining rod guiding us to the waters of grace. But to be guided by the Spirit of truth in the first place, one has to be open, curious, humble, and willing. To be guided by the Spirit of truth, I have to be able to let go of half-truths, let go of clinging resentments and any hope for paybacks. To be guided by the Spirit of Truth, the core of my desire has to be truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. To be guided by the Spirit of Truth, Jesus has to be at the core of our desire. With Jesus at our core, the deal is sealed. He gives us the Spirit of Truth as our guide. As Jesus breathes the Spirit into us, peace is the bright green arrow before us, behind us, within us, calling us back when we step off the line.